Pasuk says when Yaakov gave a matana, a gift to Esau, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yudalet, Vayikach mnabo b'yodoy mincho le'Esau achiv. What is the word, Vayikach mnabo b'yodoy? He took mnabo b'yodoy. So the Balaturim actually learns nabo b'yodoy means avonim toyodoyis, refers to diamonds, because it says Odom tzoyram b'yodoy. That's mnabo b'yodoy. The Baal Turim goes further and says in the Psukim, when he discusses all the animals they gave to Esau, the whole pasuk finishes off, every word finishes off with the mem. The word, he says over here, he says, Mesayim hakol b'mem. Every one of these animals, it says, Mesayim, tefi, he was shekol b'heba sheshtolach loy hayo balei mumim. Says the Baal Turim that the reason all the animals which he sent to Esau were balei mumim, Shla yikrav mehem karbon. Well, he can't get back of a karbon since Esav was from Avodah Zarah. So he gave him animals which he can't use for Avodah Zarah. Gave him balei mumim. Based on this balei turim, one could say pshat the pasuk yikach and abob b'yodoy. Things he had to carry, things that were balei mumim. And that's not the stabber. They would give that as a gift, something which is abob b'yodoy, something he had to carry. So via the Har Tzvi brings out a pshat. He says. That what is pshat? How do you know there's an interesting Darka Moshe in Hilchas Treifas? The Darka Moshe brings down a very interesting thing. He says he brings down, but Sosi Kosim Hashem Harav Yudah Chosit. He says you want to know how to test if an animal's a treifa, not a treifa. He says Shiyesh Lahavil Amashmas Iyad Agaba Behema Boi Dechaya. If you wave your hand over the behema when it's alive, in Tashmil Ha'aretz, if it goes down, then you know that's Kosh Kshera. It's not a treifa. If not, it's a treifa. He brings a simon the dover. The simon the dover is Lev Nishmar V'Nitke Elikim Lo Sivze. And then it says V'Shval Ruach Lahachiyos. V'Shval Ruach, something that's of a lowly spirits, that's Lahachiyos. If you want to know if something is a treifa or not, you put your hand over it. That's the Darka Moshe. Okay, he brings down over there. We don't know to be able to do test that way. But this is more down in the Darka Moshe than the Hilchas Treifas. So he says, based on that Darka Moshe, you can learn the Pasuk, by Yikach and Abo B'Yodoy. He put his hand over it to test it if it was a treifa or not. If it didn't go down, that's the way the Har Tzvi wants to love Pshat this Pasuk by Abo B'Yodoy. The Ksav Seifa wants to say that the reason why Pshat is V'Yikach and Abo B'Yodoy is based on a Rabban in last week's Parsha, Parsha Vayetze. After Yaakov did all the shtick with all the with the makolos to be able to get the animals, so here Rashi brings down that actually v'hinei atudim oylam atzoid. Rashi brings down in last week's parsha. Afal pi shevdila love and kulam shleis avra atzoid digmasam hoy malachim mevin oisem eida masam biad b'nei love and eidus biad Yaakov. Malachim is to bring over the animals. So Yaakov realized that he doesn't have to do this ishtadlus himself to be able to get, even though it was muta im ikesh. How to do such a thing, the Gemara tells us. But still he didn't have to do it because the Malachim bought it for him. It happened by itself. So now, V'yikach and Abba B'yodah, says the Ksav Sefer. Things that was Abba B'yodah that came through his intervention, his own hand, he had to do the shtick in order to get that. All those sheep he gave to Esav. He didn't want to have them. He felt there was a srach of a mamashes of something. The ones that Rabbi Yishlam sent to him, those are the ones he wanted. But Abba B'yodah, things that he had to come through his hand, that he had to do the makolis with the sticks, those ones he gave away to Esav. All those we found, that's what he gave away to Esav. It's interesting, Rashi brings down somewhere that, that even Avraham Avinu, that was Mekabel Matonis from Paro, he gave that all to Bnei Yishmael. Things that he got, so even though we once mentioned the reason why he needed to get that Avraham at the time, he was an Ani, he was allowed to take them, but he didn't want to have. The Gemara tells us in Chulin that Yaakov went back for Pachim Ketanim. Why did he go back for Pachim Ketanim? Says the Gemara, Chavivim the Mamoinam Yoishim Gufam Tzadikim, like the Mamoinam more than goof. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, my timer, because the leposhet atzma begezel. The money has no, they're not poshet atzma gezel. What it means by tzaddik, he realizes every cent, every dime that he has, it's not gezel. Now people, they also don't steal. It depends how much of the money. Is it 80%? Is it 90% of your money is not gezel? By Yaakov, he wanted to be 100% of not gezel. If it's 100% not gezel, so he looked at every chelik which the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to him, there's a reason why. So he didn't want to waste it. That's why Chavivim, the mind of Yosef Mugufa means he realized that Rabbi Yisrael gave him that money. If there's not Gezel involved that money, every dime of that, there's a reason why it came to him. So this is what Yaakov, who was Mushlam, In Hilchas Gezel, that's right over here, even that which he was heter, that came through a heter, he gave away to Esav. Yaakov puzzles to realize from this Rashi, so last week brought down for the Ben Ishchai a story, to explain this Rashi that the Malachim brought over to him. He said, it puzzles to realize that when you have something that a person tries to steal, he says, you're not going to gain, because that money's going to come to you anyway. He brought a Maisa down, the Ben Ishchai brings a Maisa, that there was a Tabachacham, who used to learn late at night. And one time he was walking at night, and he said he saw a palace open. And he walked into the palace, this Talmid Chacham, and he saw this palace belonged to an almana, and the almana was sleeping there with her attendants. And over there, he walked into their room, and he saw a chest in the corner, and he opened the chest, and his Yetzara went on him, he wanted to steal. In the meantime, the woman woke up, and it was dark at night. She was afraid to say anything. She was afraid maybe it was an armed robber. So she kept quiet. And then the Talmid Chacham, he says over there that his Yetzara got hold of him again, his Yetzara Taif, and he just closed the chest and ran out. And he went to learn. And the next morning, the woman wakes up and she's happy to be alive. She didn't know what these. Then she went to check her chest and she saw there was nothing missing. So she went to the Rosh Hashiva and she said, you know, I realized that such a nice happened to me. I realized maybe it's time for me to get married to a Talmid Chacham, a Mahana Talmid Chacham from my Nechassim. So the Rosh Hashiva says, I have over here someone for you. It was this person, the Rosh Hashiva suggested for Shidduch, and they got married and he got the money. He says over here, the Ben Ishchai says, the person sometimes tries to get money, be Issa. That same money is going to come to you anyway. The Rabbi Yishol is going to give you that money. He had you a Zaycha. This person was Zaycha to this money without stealing. So over here, Yaakov understood, after he did the shtick, but here, afterwards, Rashi says that the Malachim used to bring over, he realized you don't have to, even though it was Muta Api Alacha for Yaakov to do it. But there's sometimes there's kosher gelt and there's glat kosher gelt. Just like with Mahadar in our Machol, which we eat, we also have to be Mahadar, Takana Mama, if it's kosher or glat kosher. Good Shabbos.